Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. It's 17 minutes after 8 a.m., and I have a number of guests in the studio with me today. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Oh, my gosh. It's just packed with people today. We're going to be talking about the Sitka Seafood Festival. So I'll introduce people as we go, but we're going to start with Willow Moore. Willow, good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in. It's always great to have you here.
Thanks so much for having us.
So we have, you have, you all have, can I say you all, y'all,
yeah.
The southern term, have a big festival coming up, the Sitka Seafood Festival. So Willow, tell us a little bit about what's going on.
Sure. So the Sitka Seafood Festival started in 2009 as a celebration of wild Alaskan seafood. And thanks, of course, to the hard work of, it's a volunteer-run entity. So thanks to the hard work of the volunteers over the years, it's continued, and this is our ninth year this summer. Central to the mission of the Seafood Festival, as well as ASFT, that's the 501c3 parent organization, and our partner, Alaska Longline Fishermen Association, as the belief that Alaska needs a vibrant and sustainable fishing industry that supports economically empowered and self-sufficient Alaska communities. So the Seafood Festival, it celebrates the fishing culture and the heritage that our local economy depends on, and of course the unique ecosystems of Southeast Alaska that feed our fish and our families as they grow. So it's a big party. It celebrates so many aspects of our community and what makes Sitka such a special place to live.
How could we not be interested in that after that introduction? Yeah. Thanks, Willow.
Well, we have, so just to paint a picture of the Seafood Festival, it's a summer-long celebration. So it kicked off in June with a series of events. August is the main series of events. So we have about 20 different events that happen in August, and Aurora will tell you more about that there. But then the festivities will continue after August into September and October, and we'll all end with a big season's end banquet, as well as some business classes, the announcement of our 2018 celebrity chef, and of course cooking classes and some of the other culinary aspects of the Seafood Festival that I know I loved and so many other people have mentioned that they enjoyed. So we're really excited about our 2018 lineup, and it's all possible due to partners like Ellen, who you'll hear from in the morning, and of course all the amazing volunteers.
Well, let's turn it over to Aurora. I'm going to ask you to move that microphone over a little bit. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thank you so much for coming in as well.
Thanks for having us.
So when I think of the Seafood Festival, in my small brain, I think of one event, but as Willow mentioned, there are lots and lots of events. So hope you could highlight a few events. Tell us a little bit about what's really special about this event. Everything's really special, right? But if you could pick some things out, that would be great.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that when most people in Sitka think of the Sitka Seafood Festival, they think of our main celebration day, and that is coming up. It starts on Friday, August 10th, and continues into Saturday, August 11th, is our main weekend. So we're kicking off that weekend with our Alaska Wild Salmon Day Block Party, which will be at Crescent Harbor, and it's a community event. It will have music and a beer garden. It's a potluck event to celebrate wild Alaska salmon. And then the next day, still at Crescent Harbor, we will have our main festival day. So we will have our booths and games, kids games. We'll have the tote race that is really fun. We'll have the beer garden again, more vendors. And so that's starting at noon on Saturday, August 11th. And then this week, we have a lot of other events that are scheduled throughout the week. One of the ones that I'm really, really excited about is Wet Feet, which is the local storytelling event. And this was one of my very favorite events last year. And so I'm really excited. I'm really excited to see it again.
So the sequel is out to Wet Feet.
Wet Feet 2. More Wet Feet.
I feel like there should be some ominous, you know, background music or something. I don't know. So Ellen Frankenstein is in the studio as well. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Peter.
So tell me about Wet Feet. I mean, I know about Wet Feet, right? Especially this morning, we've got Wet Feet.
Yeah,
But tell me about your Wet Feet.
Well, my feet were wet. I was a little wet because I rode my bike and didn't wear a raincoat. But we have this live storytelling series called Sitka Tells Tales.
Okay.
We haven't done it since February, but we try to put it on 4 or 5 times a year. And last year we did a really fun collaboration. We're all about collaboration with the Seafood Fest. And we decided to do it again, and we will have 5 storytellers telling stories related to fisheries, the ecosystem, and yeah, they're going to be really good. And then we allow people to tell spontaneous stories after they've heard the five other tellers. And we'll have a little music, too.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So give me a trailer. Give me an example. Can you preview anything of one of the five storytellers? Do you know what we're going to have
Are
you allowed to do that? I don't know.
I kind of like to let people... You know, we're going to have some near misses, we're going to have some science. We're going to have some people living perhaps off the grid and discovering what that's like.
Yeah.
But last year, it was really fun. We had Burgess Bowder, we had Chuck Miller, we had Vivian Mork. It was like a really amazing collection. And I love these events because they help us see each other and see where we live in a different way.
Okay. So this is something that you've done before, but it's absolutely a partnership with the Seafood Festival this year.
Oh, totally a partnership. Yeah. It's great people. How could you not want to partner with them?
So are these going to be, or do they need to be any way seafood themed? Or
Everything. Well, we stretch it. It's like the ocean. It's like the environment. And also last year, Ellen Chenoweth told a brilliant story about leading her first field research. Thanks.
Ah, okay.
And so these stories have humor. They're not about, I'm not about like, I climbed a mountain, I did it. These are stories, and if you've heard of like The Moth, they're like stories of that are full of humility mm-hmm. and that you can mm-hmm. relate to, that have transformation, that you see something about yourself. And yeah.
So tell me again, when is that particular event?
August, Thursday.
We're
August
all scrambling
9th
to look at our calendars here.
7 p.m. at the Beak.
Okay. Thursday, August.
Yeah, and I encourage people who want to be tellers for other events to let me know. But also, I'm just, again, really thrilled to be with this great group of talented people and a great event.
Well, speaking of talented people, this is perfect because we do have one other person. She's laughing. She thinks, I think you're, talk about humility, right? So we have Jessica Mengus. Mm-hmm. She's in the studio with us as well, intern, a graduate student, and person of many talents. So you're involved. To tell us what your involvement is with the Seafood Festival this year.
Sure, and thanks for having me, Peter. This week we have two more paint and sip events coming up to continue along the series that we've been doing all summer. So this Friday we're really excited to be partnering with the Beak again, and we're doing a paint and sip that I'll be leading. So it's basically just a great time to gather around with friends, maybe grab a glass of wine or a beer and just do some painting. Last time we did some adult finger painting, which was really fun. We've been highlighting the great Alaskan resources in our paintings, and this time we're going to be highlighting some underutilized Alaskan seafood resources. And then on Saturday, more of a kid-friendly, family-friendly event, we're doing a paint and snack where we have groups of families coming to paint with their kids and have some good smoked salmon snacks and some other finger foods that will also be artist-led painting event.
Okay, so we have just about 1 minute left. So artists, so I'm not a visual artist. I'm the first one to admit that, or anyone who looks at anything I do would be the second one to admit that. So your medium, what medium do you plan on using, or media do you plan on using for these events?
Sure, we're using acrylic paint. It's extremely forgiving.
I might come.
Yeah, so it's just a really fluid medium to paint with.
And how is the art different than what you might have been doing in Rhode Island?
I usually paint extremely realistic, so these are a little bit more flowing visual. We end up with a lot of Van Gogh-y pieces.
Nice.
Yeah. So.
Super.
Yeah.
Great. So lots of different kinds of events. I'm going to ask Aurora, if you would, to kind of wrap up a little bit and remind people how they can get some more information and what to do next.
Yeah, happily. So we have a website up where you can get all of the information, the whole entire event schedule, and that is SitkaSeafoodFestival.com. People can email any questions or to sign up for any of the events at SitkaSeafoodFestival@gmail.com, and then we also have an active Facebook page that people can check out.
Super. So thank you very much. That's coming up. Lots of events, but the flagship event, the kind of weekend event, is coming up next weekend. It would be a week from tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
So hope folks can come and join in the festivities, or paint and sip, or do all kinds of, or do a tote race, or all kinds of things.
Exactly.
So thank you so much. We've been speaking with Aurora Lang, Willow Moore, Jessica Mengus, and Ellen Frankenstein. They've all here in the studio to talk about the Seafood Festival. Thanks so much for coming in, and good luck on your event.
Thanks for having
us,
Peter.